two or three.
Yeah. Okay, this is Shannon Gilchrist. It is now 1:18. We are reconvening the meeting. Let's just do a quick roll call. Shannon Gilchrist, Darlene Durant.
Here.
Christy Hammond.
Here.
Shauna Allen.
Here.
Kanessa Leafly.
Here.
Kim Hatch.
Here.
Okay.
We make our motion.
Yeah, we'll have someone from the board go through what the board collectively found, and then we'll have a vote whether this was, whether it was each individual board members, whether they concur with that, those findings.
Okay, I'll go through the request for relief. The respondent to be found to have engaged in the acts, practices, and omissions alleged herein. The board did find on that, and that by engaging in the above practices and omissions, respondent is found to have violated Utah code. And number three, that an order issued revoking the respondent's license to practice as a barber in the state of Utah, prohibiting the respondent from applying for any license with the division for a period of 5 years, and requiring that within 3 months preceding any reapplication for licensure, respondent undergo psychosexual and fitness for duty evaluation by an evaluator, pre-approved by the division, and cause the results of the evaluations to be provided to the division under the considerations of the application. Respondent must contact the division in advance of the evaluations to obtain a list of criteria. That elevate the evaluation must contain, the evaluation must contain a clear statement by the evaluator regarding whether respondent is fit to resume practice as a barber. If the evaluation does not contain such a clear statement or does not include the criteria specified by the division, it will not be accepted. Requiring all criminal sanctions to be resolved before applying for a licensure, and imposing such other sanctions as the division director deems just as appropriate pursuant. On that, the board has, we're at 2 years.
So just to make sure that I'm clear, the board is recommending that the division revoke the license, but allow the Mr. Ruiz to reapply within after a period of 2 years. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay. Then we need to go through whether the findings of the six allegations. Could we have someone mention whether the board found whether all each of those six were true and correct?
One and two, we found it correct. And three, correct. Four, correct. And five, correct. And six, correct. So we did find those correct. That right.
Well, let's do the vote to make sure everyone that's they're in agreement with those findings.
We need a motion.
This is Darlene Durand, and I'm going to motion that what the board has found is that we would like to go ahead and revoke the license. Or just we're motioning that these
allegations. I think we can do it all together.
First motion is that the allegations supporting this agency action have the finding of the board was that they are correct. And this next motion would be that we have decided to revoke the license for a period of 2 years. And then would like to have the request for relief followed through, that we follow through with that request for relief, just with that exception of making that the 2 year revoke. And I motion to the board.
I second the motion of the allegations being correct and the 2 year revocation of the license. Shauna Allen, I'm so sorry.
Okay, all in favor of?
Roll call vote.
Oh, roll call. Okay, roll call. All right, so roll call vote. Shauna Gilchrist, aye. Darlene Durant.
Aye.
Kristi Hammond.
Aye.
Shauna Allen.
Yeah.
Kanessa Liebling.
Aye.
Kim Hatch.
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries.
Mr. Reeves, you'll get a formal order issued by the division. That'll be sent to your mailing address and your email address. Has any of that information changed in the last couple of months?
No.
Okay. Then you'll have 30 days from the mailing date of that order in order to request agency review. That's sort of like the appeal process, and attached to the order will be additional information on how you can pursue that if you choose. Do you have any questions on either what the board is recommending or the process from here?
Yeah. So you're saying my license is revoked and I can't work at all for 2 years, right? Is that correct?
Your license will, as a barber, will be revoked. You can reapply for licensure after a period. Well, I should say this is the board's recommendation to the division. The division director ultimately chooses whether to follow that recommendation, but I will say that it's very unusual for his order to be any different from the board's recommendation. But assuming that the division director follows that recommendation, yes, your license will be revoked. And then after a period of 2 years, you could reapply for licensure. That's not a guarantee that licensure will be approved, but that's when you'll be eligible to submit that application.
Yeah, I was just asking because I just got a pretty much just stop working, right? Just
yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Nope, no questions.
Go to adjourn.
Yeah.
That's the words of the closing.
Oh. I'm confused.
Sorry. We're just ending the meeting. We're done.
Oh, okay. All right. So it is now 1:27 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned.
I think we need do we need to typically vote to adjourn? No? Okay. All right. Perfect.